views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. How are you today? And, you know, I wanted to say, welcome to the show. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties with the video stream, but we will put it up afterwards. So we're going to keep powering on. Audio only today, guys, if you're trying to watch the video. Had a little trouble, but you know what? That's the way it is sometimes when you're dealing with retrogrades, and I have been dealing with it just like the rest of you have. If you're brand new to the show, this is a metaphysical show, and we look into the energy behind everything that's going on, whether it's the planetary influence energy, our emotions, our issues, the angels. We work with our intuition. We do a little bit of all of the above. So for those that do watch the video, we are recording it and it will be put up later today. So you'll be able to see it that way. But my apologies, this is the first time it's happened, but we're going to just go with it. And so what are we talking about today? And it's really interesting that it happened because everything that was leading up to today's show was expect change, expect to do it different, expect unexpected. You name it, it was happening. So for probably 2 or 3 days, I've been working on what we were going to talk about in this episode. And I was really drawn to, we need to work with the I Am. Because, and let me tell you why, we're working on how to be the miracle that you seek. I mean, be the miracle you seek. Be the change you want to be, so to speak. And right now, people are feeling, exhausted, drained, worn out, highly sensitive, probably getting a cold here and there, getting feeling run down because of so much going on. And I want to explain a little bit about why that's happening. And I've been feeling it too. It has really been incredible what I've been picking up. And no kidding, I mean, as soon as I ask, boy, is it coming in? And I have a lot of good news too, even though it doesn't feel like it so much right now. I want you to know, hang in there, hang in there. There is a breath of fresh air coming very soon. The retrograde will be over on September 22nd. However, we have our last and final full moon tomorrow, September 16th, and it's also an eclipse in Pisces. And I want to explain, whoa, okay, what does that mean? Pisces is the last sign in astrology in the zodiac. And so I like to address it, and I'm not going to go into a full mega detail on that because I work with energy and angels, but I do address the astrology because it has been right in sync with everything we've been experiencing. And I've been looking at it, and I've been paying attention and researching quite a bit on that. And yeah, it does give you a heads up and helps you out. But at the same time, we need to be okay with not knowing 5 minutes from now, just like what happened today. You know, there was a time in my life where when we had something go amiss, I would have like freaked out because it wasn't working right. Well, it isn't about that. We've got to let all that, we got to let that go. We got to let a lot of things go. And Pisces is about the ending of what used to be. It's about what we don't need to keep anymore. It's about the old. And right now, yes, with this full moon, we need to release whatever's left. And if you've been feeling all of the physical symptoms, and I'll go over that as well. We've been feeling like, I don't even know. Some of you have been feeling discouraged or maybe losing hope in an area. Like, why am I even doing this anymore? I want to be honest with you. I know what that feels like because they're coming through me too. And then when I'm absorbing others, I'm feeling theirs as well. So I've had to make sure I'm taking and tending to myself too. I've had to kind of say no to some things and yes to some things and have faith. This will test to see where you are spiritually, in a fitness level spiritually, not physically. However, they are entwined. Spiritual fitness works with physical fitness. So if you're not feeling like you're keeping up, you've got to do something to make yourself a priority in self-love. It could be as simple as, and I mentioned this last week, and that does seem to be a big one, drinking the water, and drink good water. If you need to filter it, okay? If you need to filter it, do it. You need to listen to that. I don't drink the city water personally. We reverse osmosis our water because I don't want all that stuff in my water. We've been doing that for a little while and I like it. We give it to our animals and I put a little sprinkle of Himalayan salt right in the water. I've been doing that for probably about a year and a half now. And I like that. I put the minerals back into the water by doing that because when you reverse osmosis your water, you're taking everything out, even the minerals that are good. And so we put them back in. I just do a grind shake of Himalayan and it puts minerals back in. And we're doing a whole lot better, all of us, animals included, everybody. You don't want to give it to them without anything in it or yourself. So that's one thing I'm recommending. Spring water is good. You want to get away from all that additive stuff they put in. So do your homework and do what's right for you. But I'm recommending that, but I'm also telling you that's what I do. That's what I do personally. And we have found over the last year and a half, we're so glad we did. That is much better for us. So that's something I want to recommend. Because right now when you're processing, and we talked about that last week, you need something to help you flush out those energies that you're getting rid of. So the lower dense energies are a big deal right now. And that's a lot of what's going to happen with this moon. It's time to end it. It's time to end holding on to what you're holding on to. It's just time to be done with it. You got to be done with it. And that happens because the newer, higher frequencies of where we're going, it won't tolerate the lower dense frequencies. They're not going to have a place in a higher dimension, okay? In fifth dimension, if you want to call it that, if you want to call it into the new Aquarian age, if you want to call it that, you don't want to be carrying this old heavy baggage with you. For one, you're going to feel really out of place with it. It's not going to do you any good. It's not a place for it. It's going to be foreign. It's going to be not the norm. I know. It's going to be not the norm. And so I am empowered is invoking the higher self within you that has no fear of moving forward, that has no fear of letting old baggage go, that knows exactly where your soul wants to be for its happiness and your purpose. And like I've said before, your purpose is your entire journey while you're here. It's not just, okay, you're going to be a nurse, or okay, you're going to be a healer, or okay, you're going to be a writer and write. You know, it isn't that. It's all of them. You may change. You may go into different things. So quickly, before we go to break, a little bit about this full moon coming. Like I said, it's a Pisces. It means the end. The detoxing is off the chart, and that's happening emotionally, physically, spiritually. You're going to feel it in all areas of life. And depending on your own personal astrology chart, you may be feeling it more than others, depending on where the planets align. And that's something you're going to have to dig into yourself to see where you're placed at. But everybody, this is a great opportunity to go, you know what? it's just time to be done with this. It's just time to move forward. It's time to let some things go. If you've been working on a list of what you want to change in your life, absolutely, it's okay to wait until after the retrograde ends on the 22nd. I've said, I'm doing that. I've got a list. I've been working on some things I want to change up. I've also had some surprises like we did today. I've had surprises. I've had, unexpected things that I wasn't planning. I had some things planned that aren't working on the timeline that I wanted. And it's being okay with that because divine timing is always the perfect timing. I'm going through it too. Everybody is. So with that said, try your best to keep your mind open because Pisces is the ending, but it's also the beginning. When I say it's about ending the old, but it also opens door. This one in particular, this lunar eclipse in particular, is opening a doorway. It's ending, but it's also a beginning. So this is the perfect time to go over how we would work with our I am and how, and I got some validation on this that I'll share when we come back, but how we work with the positive, the optimistic, the affirmations right now are going to really sink in and being really clear about what you want to share with the universe about what you want in your life, what you don't want. You're also going to get some mixed signals. It's going to be yes, no, yes, no. And I want to give you that right now and let you know that it is a little bit all over the place. And so keep that in mind. So don't let an influence try to say, oh, it's like this right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, no, it's not. So lots to talk about today. Very important stuff because I want you to make the most out of what's coming up. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. We're going to work with our I am empowered. And we're going to work on how to bring those miracles in and be that miracle that you already are. You just don't see it yet, that you seek. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author,
Dr. Dan Cohen, has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about invoking our I Am, working with the affirmations with our higher self while we go through this big energy transition. We are moving. We're kind of right on the cusp of moving from that old into that brand new frequency reality, really. And it's not like you're going to wake up tomorrow and it's that different. You're choosing if you want to be a part of it. I want you to be aware of that. I've been working on it, and I'm starting to see so many things. I have had 4 animal guides come in after I've asked for assistance this week, personally, and for you. 2 of them for you, 2 of them for me. So I'm going to share the ones that you need to hear about. But it's coming in so fast that it's almost... wow, I didn't even have to wait for that to come through. It's just happening. And it's very clear. It's almost, I feel like I'm in a different world already. I'm finding it fascinating. A little bit overwhelming at times. And I'm also feeling a lot of the releasement of things that have to go away. Emotionally, yeah, I'm feeling that too. Now, when I said the Pisces full moon, which is tomorrow, and that lunar eclipse is about the ending, it's about releasing and letting go of the things that are getting in the way of your happiness and purpose. Like, what's in your way? What's blocking you? What do you keep holding on to and you keep doing over and over and over again, but it's not really going anywhere? You need to ask yourself that. Now, let's move on to why so much this detoxing that's happening. And I wanted to go into that. We talked about that a week or so ago about spiritual awakening and physical symptoms. A lot of people are reporting that, and you know you're okay. You've been to the doctor. You know medically you're fine, except why am I going through all of this stuff? It could be major emotions off the chart. You feel like, what's wrong with my hormones? Maybe there isn't anything. If they're not finding anything, why is that so hard to believe? Why couldn't that be part of this shift? I know that I experienced that quite a bit, and I've gone through that where I've got something going on. This has been for years. I've had something going on and I go in. There's nothing wrong, of course. And when I work with it energetically, that's where I needed to be and it resolves it. Here's the good part about working with the energy. Energy healing, energy balancing, clearing, all of the above. It does not interfere with anything except it's going to give you what you need and not what you don't. And there is nothing to be worried about that you're like taking a drug that would have an interference with something else. It's not like that. It's not even about taking natural herbs. It is divine love healing. It is the miracle type of healing. I mean, I love energy healing. It's like you really don't need anything else if you really grasp that. And that's what I'm sharing today. That is what I use pretty much every day for myself, for my aunt, for my family. That's what we use. I mean, we do other things too, but that seems to be the most important thing. Intuitively, you want to look at your diet. If you are going through sudden bouts of allergies or digestive or, you know, something like that, is energy, is spirit trying to guide you to change something that would benefit your new body? Right now, the reason all of this is happening is your body is detoxing the lower energies. And That's because you're building a new body. I mean, we're kind of in the middle of building a body that can handle higher frequency. And if it happened all at once, it would be too hard. It would be too much. This is happening gradually, and it has been happening gradually. This is the year that it really came on faster than any other time. So you're really feeling it peak right now. But you can also find results faster when it does that. It doesn't mean it's any easier. I know, it's not easy, but it's not impossible. Okay. Now, I found that when I feel like, okay, I'm feeling down, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling discouraged, I always ask for the help. Don't hesitate to ask for the help. I go straight to Michael. I go straight to the angels for that. I go, I need a little boost. But they expect me to get back on the course and keep working. This is literally feeling like spiritual boot camp exercise. That's what it feels like. Now, if you've been going through this for the last several years and then you all of a sudden felt like I was connecting, now I feel like I can't connect, you're probably going through one of the phases of transition. Don't worry, it'll come back. Just stay with it. Don't lose the faith. The faith right there in that you believe in it while you don't see it is one of the biggest things that's going to get you through this right now. Huge. It's going to get you through. Trust me, I know. It's a big deal. The symptoms have changed a little bit with this last frequency that's come through. People are having, like I said, the headaches are really intense. You want to look at what you could do healthy for your body. Look at that. This is about, is your body craving a nutrient? That's intuitive eating is what I call it. When you're tapping into that, it's like, why do you seem to want to go on a crazy binge and eat, you know, that all day long and have a lot of it? What is it your body's craving? Look at the nutrients in that particular food item, because it might be that your body needs a little bit more of one particular vitamin or nutrient right now while you're going through the shift and transition. Your cells are recreating newer, higher frequency cells right now every minute of the day, constantly. You might be finding that your sleep patterns are all out of whack. You're hearing things you never heard before. You're picking up on different things. You're just feeling things more. That's because the heart chakra is opening up. And connection and tapping in right now, what they call that veil is really thin. So you would pick up more. Your dreams might be off the chart. You need to pay attention to those. Now, that's something that we've talked about for a few years now. But this particular time is, I'm kind of, you know, after this morning's meditation, I was still pulling things together. And I asked, and yesterday I asked, I go, what do I need to tell them tomorrow? What do I need for support? What do I need to tell them to help them? And please, please give me a sign. And yesterday, okay, this is after I've had several spirit guides come through, and nature does come through. Spirit guides come through to me all the time via an animal, bird, insect like that. They communicate very well. We have a great conversation that way, and they just present themselves. Well, I had a little moth sitting on the doorbell of my front door yesterday, and I saw him, and I acknowledged it. I said, oh, okay, got to pay attention to that. This morning, still there. And then I thought, well, maybe he's, you know, dead. I don't know. Tried to move him, and he was hanging on to my doorbell, like, and looking at me like, I'm not moving. I'm not leaving. And I went, whoa, clear sign, clear. Now, what's a front door? That's an entrance into your space. That's an entrance into your home. The doorbell is what? That's like a knocking at the door. I'm explaining how you interpret this as an example, and it may be different for you, but this is how it works for me, and it validates every single time for me. So then it came in and was like, okay, I need to study what moth wants to tell me. Well, guess what moth is all about? And I asked before I was double checking that, is this something you want me to share today on the show, or is this for me personally? I have to ask each time because I don't share with you what you don't need to know. I'm sharing what I'm supposed to share. This one was for you guys. And it was about the optimism. It is time to grab hold of optimism and affirmations. And what are we talking about today? They told me to do I am affirmations and explain that to you today. So they validated again. Yes, this is exactly what you need to do today. So that's what we're doing. The positive vibe that just ran through me, I couldn't say thank you enough to the universe. I couldn't say thank you enough to the angels and to the guides that came through for you. The crab had come through last week for you, and the crab was, you know, the emotions, and you're guarding at the same time you're discerning, and you're also processing these emotions. So what does that exactly mean if you are going through a big emotional thing? You want to protect and shield, and I call it shielding because you don't need to be absorbing everything else around you that's not your journey right now if you need to be working on you. This entire year has been all about turning inward, and you're the miracle. You're how the world becomes a better place by going inward. If we all went inward and worked there, what a place this would be, right? Okay, so you've got to work. And when I say this, when I say you've got to, I mean, I'm saying it highly encouraging, you know, and this is all suggesting to you how you can get through this, but you're being distracted by all the chaos out there. Okay. This is what they told me to share with you. You're being distracted by all the stuff that's falling apart, all the stuff that's dissolving, all the exposure of things that have gone wrong, and they're, you know, it has to be dismantled to be reassembled. And yes, it's a lot of stuff going on out there, but you're getting caught up in things that you're not working on the inside if you're so distracted and getting all upset about all the things that are going wrong. Yeah, the third dimension world, that's, you're seeing all that stuff fall apart because it has to, it's going away. And I'm just telling you, from a metaphysical viewpoint, from an energetic viewpoint, that is what I am seeing out there clear as day. And everything that I do to affirm it is coming through. So when we come back, we got to take another break. I know I'm really lining you up for this because now we're going to be diving into the I am affirmations and how to do that. This is going to get you through. It's going to be one of the most powerful things you can do, including the releasing that you can do in this full moon. And the good news is right around the corner, there's a breath of fresh air coming, and you want to be ready for that. So we're talking about I am empowered, working with your I am presence, and being the miracle that you seek. We're going to take that short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, You will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
And we're back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Our topic today is I Am Empowered, working with your I Am presence and being that miracle that you seek in your life. And now's a great opportunity, guys, a great opportunity. You don't want to miss how miraculous this actually is for you. And that's what we're talking about. So let's talk about those I Am affirmations a little bit. And if you're brand new to that, what it is when you say I am, you're invoking and you are giving the reins, so to speak, to your higher self. What is your higher self? That term, if that's a new term to you, that is the true essence of you, your soul, who you really are. And when we speak of the ego, that's kind of our personality and, you know, kind of we need that. We need that part while we're in this physical world. And it doesn't need to be the enemy when we say ego. We're not talking egotistical, but ego is that physical side of us. And it can be the negative side. Most of the time, you know, if there's something going on, that's where it's coming from. But not your higher self. That is the pure essence of, like, the spark of the divine within you. When you say I am, and whatever you say behind it is what you are saying to the universe that you want in your life. Whoa, I know. However, how many of us are saying I am sick and tired, and then you don't know why you're so tired all the time? Or I am so over it, or I am angry. You know, if you're saying, what are you saying negatively behind it? You want to watch that. I highly recommend that you take some time, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, sit down and jot down some of the most common things you say, or at least be more aware of what you're saying in a day's time. What are you saying behind I am? And change it if it's negative. It's acknowledging the shadow side. Okay, there's a couple of things going on here. We're acknowledging, okay, if you're saying something negative, and you don't want to be, say you're saying I'm angry, and you don't want to be angry anymore. You acknowledge it. Okay, that is that side of you. You need to acknowledge it. It needs to be heard. And then we are going to send love to that. We're going to change that up. And when I say send love, I'm talking about divine healing, divine love. That's unconditional love. What is unconditional? You send that. Conditional love, that's not going to work. That's part of the ego thing. Like, I'm going to love you if you're nice to me. Okay, no. That's not going to work here. You need to literally allow that part of you that is unconditional, that is a divine spark, that knows exactly where your happiness is, knows the answers you're looking for by saying, I am love. I am happiness. I am receiving and sending love. I am healthy. I am financially healthy. You could go on and on and on with your individual situation. What could you put behind I am that would be more positive? that would be more optimistic, even if you're not feeling the optimism. Say you're feeling, you know, the health thing, or you're drained and you're worn out, or you're just feeling overwhelmed. I am thriving. I am balanced. I am enthusiastic, you know, whatever it is you need to do. And I'm sharing that because when you're going through this kind of lunar eclipse with the Pisces of the ending, it's the saying goodbye. It really is. So if you got your heels dug in and you're not letting go of some stuff, the IMs can help you out with that. They really can. I work with the angels and the IMs. And when I feel like, okay, help me out. Help me with that IM. I'm feeling really bummed right now. And of course I feel bummed, just like everybody else does. Just because I work with spiritual teaching and healing doesn't mean I don't feel human things. Absolutely. Absolutely. We all do. And right now there's so much brand new information coming in that none of us know what it is yet. I'm giving it to you as I get it. And it's changing my plan that I had set out. I'm having to be okay with that because they have a better plan. And I'm seeing that unfold. It delayed me a few weeks with some things I wanted to launch on my website. But now I see why. I'm like, okay, I see why now, because it's going to be better waiting for that new information to come in. And you might be going through something like that. What about relationships? Are you trying to know what the relationship will do or be before you even go down the path? It's an unknown place right now. In relationships, if there's a lot of strange things going on where you're just not sure if it should end, if you should keep going, if you should look at, you know, things like that, I suggest you wait it out till after the retrograde before you make any big final decisions on something like that. Absolutely. Because, and here's an example of why it's so weird. Pisces energy, it seems to just, it's like the fish are in the bowl and they don't know which way to go. It's like, okay, this way, no, that way, no, this way. I bet you feel like that. Do you feel like, oh, okay, I'm going to take this approach, and then it keeps changing? It just feels like it keeps switching on you. And then you're like, I don't even know. Now I feel like I've got a muddled mess. Yes, you will feel like that right now. You keep powering on, work with your affirmations, your IMs, but hang on. Don't make any final big judgments on anything or decisions until the 22nd. I really highly encourage you on that, because be careful what battles you pick right now. You're going to feel things that anger you more. You're going to feel things that you can't tolerate more right now. If you can hang on to that, it would be most wise, I would recommend, to wait that out if you can. Just, you know, make a note of it and go, okay, if I'm still feeling, that's what I'm doing. Kind of making my list out of what I'm going to do. And if I still feel that way after the 22nd, okay, there it is. And I will do more meditation and I will ask for extra additional validation. I asked for a lot of validation for this show today because it felt so crazy with this moon thing, you know, and what we've been feeling in September. It's been a big month with the energy stuff. Yes, absolutely. And miracles are the Aquarian age. I mean, the Aquarian age is right around the corner. That's the breath of fresh air. A lot of things that we've been feeling, I don't know if the word is oppressed or suppressed by certain energy influences, like Aries was in there for a while, just really pushing us to be proactive and stuff. And it felt like, oh my gosh, you know, the turmoil. Yeah, things are going to settle. They're going to settle a little bit. And Aquarian age is very much about you manifesting that reality you want. Oh yeah, I'm all on it. And, you know, I don't even know where I'm going to be in another month. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. It might be completely different. I don't know. But I'm being okay with that because I don't know right now, but it's coming. It's coming big. And I know that it will for you too. I even asked for additional, like last night before going to sleep, I asked for validation on what we were doing today. And you know, I've had a lot of things coming through in dreams as well. And this time I had the numbers 21 and 24. And 21, when you look at the, you know, when it's focused on angels, that means they're all around. It's an opportune time to be optimistic again, just like the moth was doing. The moth was like, no, let me in. I'm here. Let me in. And that's like, let the optimism in. Let your mind explore something not so pessimistic. Even if you feel discouraged, like it's never going to work for you. I'm really strongly recommending that you give this an opportunity with I Am. Just connect with that part of you, because that part of you is what you're looking for. That part, it has no fear. It has no doubt. And it knows where you need to be for happiness. So if we're connected on a daily basis between now and the next couple of months, I would say, with I Am, like do it daily and be clear, you're going to reinforce and have, it's being empowered. It's being empowered to choose your reality, to choose the life you want, to choose your happiness, and being in the faith that, you know, even though I don't see it right now and I'm not feeling it right now, I know it's going to come through. It has every single time. All I can do is share my own personal experience with that. And then, you know, some people will hear this and go, yeah, whatever. I've tried it. Try it again. That right there, it's a stamina thing when it comes to the fitness level and spirituality right now. It's challenging us. It really is. It's like, okay, you gonna stay in this game? Are you going to actually be a proactive part of your life? Because that's what we can't avoid right now. We can't avoid that you need to be a part of what's happening to you. You need to make some choices. You need to know that you can do a lot of things about it. I can't even explain that any more than that. I don't know what else to say. All I know is when they started sending the numbers through, it was more angels, more support. Keep doing what you're doing. The positive, the positive, the positive. I'm like, okay, more positive, more positive. Even in spite and of the people that are mad at you because you're positive. Okay, just hang in there. It's a stamina. It's a stamina. Don't let it beat you up. You can choose to be in a place where it doesn't. So when you're feeling a bit worn out, shield up, take a break. You need to work with you. This is a self-love thing that's really a priority right now. It's so, so important. And we are going to take a short break, our last break, before we do the final segment. And, you know, think about what I'm saying. This is such a big deal. So when we come back, we'll wrap this up, because I really want you to have a good start into this final phase of letting things go and moving into the new Aquarian age that's coming right around the corner, where the miracles, think about them, they're in your life. I know. Wow. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Calling all Intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
1230 WPLQ.
And we're back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we've been talking about I am empowered. And with that, and you know, working on that miracle that we want to have in our life. Now, with that, we did receive, and I have time for this one email, and I'm going to go quick. This is from Beth. She says her divorce was final last Wednesday, and she's looking forward to her new beginnings. And bear with me on this, Beth, because this is an interesting time to ask this question, and I'm going to give you what they give me. I would like to know from the angels if they have anything to tell me about the Italian man I have been talking to, such as, is he good for me and my new beginning? There's another man who I have been seeing, who I feel a close connection with. Perhaps we knew each other in a past life, but he's younger than me. So I'd also like to know if we will continue as we have been, or will it grow into something long lasting? Thank you and God bless. Beth. Okay, Beth, bottom line, I read this a few times, but I'm going to be really honest with you. This is perfect. I am for you. The way to know, and they, like I said, that Pisces energy right now, in all fairness to you, I don't want to say, oh, it's this or that, because it keeps changing. You know why it keeps changing? Because it's waiting for us to make choices. It's waiting for us to be clear what we want. I highly recommend to you or anybody else in a relationship thing that they're looking for those answers. And this is coming from Archangel Raphael, which is a healing angel, and it includes relationships. Work with the I am in a happy, loving, intimate relationship. I am happy. I am loved. I am in a happy, and be real specifically clear the type of relationship you're asking for. Take out all the names, take out all the players in this, because even if you had 2, 5, or 10, or just the one, stay with the focus of you're happy and you're in the perfect alignment for you. And then the chips fall where they need to be for that to happen. If both of these guys fall away, they fall away. If they don't, and one, you know, is more prominent, there you go. But instead of trying to do this the old way, you can't do this the old way by, hey, is this going to be, that's empowering somebody else to be in charge of your happiness. These guys aren't your happiness. You are your happiness. That's the truth. It's the truth. And as soon as you get that part and feel empowered with that part, the happiness will be there, and then the perfect alignment comes in, and you won't have to try to make it happen. You won't have to try to foresee ahead. You will know and trust that it's working exactly the way it's supposed to be. So the priority needs to shift a little bit for you to know the answer to this. And that is what they're giving me very, very strongly to give to you. And that's the truth, because I wouldn't make something up and go, oh, yeah, this guy or that guy, if that's not what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting, and that's the honest, real deal for you. Trust me on that. Work with your I am being. I am in a happy, loving, intimate relationship. And say it 100 times a day if you need to. Just keep saying it, even when you don't feel it. Say it again. Post it all over where you keep seeing it. Put it on the, you know, cover, you know, your screen saver. When you open up your computer or your phone and you see it, just make it a huge part. And I'm telling you, it won't take very long. And then the chips will fall exactly where they need to be. So that is that answer for everybody. And I'm glad she asked it, because a lot of people are trying to figure that out. But we've got to do it different now. It won't work the old way, like, you know, it's just not going to work that way. Let me put it that way. I don't know. Leave that alone. I don't want it to sound like I'm being critical of another's work, because I don't want to do that. But that's what I'm getting. So let me, to wrap this up quickly, new beginnings. How are we going to focus on that? First of all, with this full moon lunar eclipse, work on your releasing. Really keep an awareness and a focus, and take time to completely release and let go. If you feel like you're having trouble with a forgiveness or a letting go of anger or hurt or something that you're afraid of or fear or insecurities, put the intention out there and ask for the angels to guide and support you and lift you and bring signs to you that you can do this, because you might be feeling like you can't. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as that. You can do this. Absolutely. You can do this. Now, you're going to be preparing with the clearing and the ending of old. So now the healing, and that's, you know, healing. And then there's going to be a phase where you're healing from the drained out, exhausted part. You're going to recover physically if you've had some of those symptoms. You're going to be nurturing your body with a better diet. You're going to be doing and making it a priority to be healthier in your mind, in your approach to life. This is a choice you got to make. If you don't make the choice and you stay the same way, that's your choice, okay? I'm telling you how you can make everything change if you want to, okay? That's what I'm saying. Now, now part of this is going to be dreams are coming back. Jot them down. Pay attention to them. Really decipher those dreams. Go into those dreams. See what your dreams are telling you. If you haven't been dreaming, if you take this approach, your dreams are going to come back in. I've got so many messages coming in. They're coming in so clear that now I've got them backlogged and I still got some to work with. I'm writing them all down. Like, oh my gosh, they're coming in so fast that, I mean, it's exciting. And at the same time, I like to take every single one and go into the detail with it. So I still have, you know, some more to work on with that. The other thing is, know that the magic is coming. The magic in life is coming. You know that when you feel uncertain, your intention, your thoughts, your intention, your I am presence, you want to anchor in and let that one carry you through this. You want to do that. If for no other reason, if you feel exhausted, you don't know if you can, you will not feel exhausted if you surrender that to the I am presence. It is divine within you. You know, it is the divine within you. Does it live with, do you believe in that? If you don't, I don't even know why you're listening to this show. But I'm here to tell you in metaphysical terms, and it doesn't even mean just believing a certain way, we have the opportunity to really bring in miracles, and you need to see the miracle that you are. You decided to be here at this very moment in time on Earth. You decided to be here and go through this. You wanted the challenge. You're in the race. You're in it. You're in this. So don't quit. Don't quit. Now's not the time to quit because it's just around the corner. And I'm actually really looking forward to it. I can feel a completely different way of life, and I'm looking forward to it. So with that said, guys, if you need some help with your clearing, we're really having some technical stuff going on over here that we've got to work on. It's just the way it is. Go over to my website, jenroyster.com. I have free gifts, energy clearing over there that will help you. And my intention, as soon as the universe says, okay, now, we're going to be doing some live group energy sessions. We're going to be working with your Q&As. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. So I want to say thank you and my apologies that the live video stream didn't work today. We're going to work on that right now and put that up as soon as possible so you at least have that if you want to come back and listen to archives later. And thank you so much for being a part of our listening family. Everyone's appreciated. Thank you to WBLQ and Westerly and to Transformation Talk Radio, our network. I want to say I am with you and I am here to send you positive love. So go work with your I am affirmations and expect miracles and be that miracle. See yourself that way. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.